All right, got a great show for you today on the Quranic Code. We're going to get into 29. Last week, we spent like the whole day on 28. Here we go. All right, starting on verse 29, we're on the second surah, Al-Baqarah. He it is who created for you all that is in the earth. Think about everything that's in the earth. Think about our God, the Adonai, formed all of it. I mean, there's literally hundreds of different fruits, probably thousands, like maybe even millions. Who knows? I'm not a scientist. But there's a lot of different fruits, then vegetables and herbs and trees and fungus and what else? Flowers. I mean, think of everything that our Creator has created for us, for His creation, as long as we live under the rules and we're believers and we follow. All right. He then turned He... Okay, Adonai, to the heaven and fashioned it as seven heavens. This says seven heavens, and it might be the correct number, but it could be infinite amount of heavens. I mean, if He's a creator, then He could create and never stop. Like, just forever and ever, just creation after creation. If that's what it is, and we're all creators. Like, if you think about it, since kids, when we've been creating, drawing pictures and making... Legos. I mean, it's funny how, like, after all the games come out, like Roblox and Minecraft are probably like the ones that will go on forever. Not so much forever ever, but they always have an application, I guess. You can always build things with blocks or Legos. That's why Legos is kind of the forever thing and why they're so expensive, because they never get destroyed and everybody uses them to build everything. All right. So, 29. He created everything that's in the earth, and then He turned to the heaven, fashioned seven heavens, and He is a knower of all things. Think about all the information out there, all the little data particles. Our God, the Adonai, controls all that, like a big stream of information just pouring out of the central server stream. Like light coming out of a central server stream into our human consciousness. It's always amazed me how many people there are. I'm like, what do these people do all day long? They really have a life? Like, they sit around and watch General Hospital and then get up and make lunch? Like, all these people, billions of people? Wow. Not saying they all watch General Hospital. Some might watch All My Children or something, but yeah, soap operas. Okay. So, He created everything in the earth, turned to heaven, seven heavens, knower of all things. And when your Lord said unto the angels, lo. Okay, and when thy Lord said unto the angels. And I'm not sure who's talking here, really. I'm first time reading this through. And when the Lord, so I'm saying the Adonai said unto the angels. Okay, so it is the Adonai said unto the angels, lo. Hey, I'm about to place a viceroy in the earth. They said, wilt thou place therein? One will do harm therein and will shed blood. Okay, a viceroy is like a person, a placeholder, a person. And don't quote me. I'll research that and I'll let you know on the intro to the next show. But a viceroy is somebody that's like taking the place of. So He's like God saying to the angels, watch, I'm going to put somebody in the earth that's kind of like me, like that's going to represent me. And they said, are you going to place somebody in here that's going to do harm and shed blood? So they're saying, are you going to put somebody's going to kill everybody in here, like a big meat cleaver? While we're trying to sing hymns and stuff and praise and sanctify you. So they're trying to sing to him, and they're, because they're angels, and they're worried He's going to put some kind of killer down here. He said, surely I know that which ye know not. So God's saying, I'm not even going to really tell you. So I guess we're all going to find out shortly.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad. Muhammad Rasulullah.